This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
I've been waiting for you.
I am addicted to inhalants.
What is thy bidding?
I need more of aerosol cans.
Don't fail me again.
My biggest trigger is being alone.
Join us or die.
It's like I've accepted death already.
Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy.
I feel like I could conquer the world.
You have failed me for the last time.
I wish I had a father.
I am your father. Pointless to resist. Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
I'm feeling painful.
I have you now.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger
clone. Gaping
hole.
I want to be the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes. I just got done cleaning like a month's worth of crusted snot and spit on my monitor. It's hot. I'm not entirely sure how to clean monitors anymore. Like back in the day when CRTs were available, I'd spray Windex on that shit and wipe it off. But now I don't know what you're supposed to do. I just use water and a microfiber. I guess you're not even supposed to use that. Someone told me, no, there's not supposed to be any moisture on the monitor at all. You're supposed to just be able to use a microfiber wipe, and that should clean your monitor. But there's so much mucus that is stuck and hardened on my monitor. I really should have took a picture for you guys, because it looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock painting. I'm really not sure if it's due to my allergies. That's why my monitor is all crusted up with my shit. But it's probably because I just spit a lot when I talk, when I'm screaming and stuff. When I get agitated, I notice, I sound like Snagglepuss. Maybe a little bit of Daffy Duck, too, that's the way I spray. But, I've got a clean monitor now. It's very exciting. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I sure did. Busy day today. Brand new DVDA coming at you at 3 p.m. I'm rather pissed off. You know Fatboy Get Down, the 8,000-pound monstrosity who is desperate for attention on YouTube, and he has the double butt, the stomach butt, where he's so fat, the fat's hanging so low, the belly button is like the middle, right? And then on each side of the belly button, there are like a huge, there's big, long fat deposit, so it looks like a butt. The belly button splits it down the middle. And he goes between wanting us to feel sorry for him and then making fun of himself. Like, he'll dance to Single Ladies and show off his massive roles. And the next video, he's crying, talking about how he needs help. He's in the hospital. Well, he's made his way, finally. He's been desperate to get on The Biggest Loser, one of those type of shows. He didn't make it on The Biggest Loser, but he did make it on Dr. Phil. The poor man's Oprah. All right, here's a little clip.
I think all your exercises are working for everyone, including myself. The fact that Christina told me to take a shower today, that was nice of her to do that, though. I mean,
really, that's nice? Hey, fatty, you stink. You smell like blue cheese. You reek. Furthermore, if someone needs to tell you you need to take a shower, you're well overdue for a shower.
Cool now, and I understand. So, I put my best foot forward. Don't exactly get much privacy doing a confessional. I put my best foot forward, and I took a shower.
Oh, he's so brave. He's really willing to do anything, isn't he? He took a shower. Look, it seems as though Dr. Phil's really trying to help this person. Actually, there's a whole house of people that he's trying to help. Oh, wait, I mean exploit. Take a listen to this.
All new today in the Dr. Phil house.
We have a very intense hour of television. Tempers got a little hot. Some graphic language was used. So you may want to take the kids out of the room.
That's bull.
The riveting premiere of The House of Hatred.
The House of Hatred.
We have six people that hate each other, and they've never even met.
Gonna help fat boy get down.
I would much rather kill myself than be fat.
I can't stand them people. As far as I'm concerned, they can all go to hell.
Let the games begin.
All right, so you know he's acting right there because that's not the way he normally talks. He's putting this on for the show. Like, we've known Fat Boy Get Down for a long time, and he is desperate to get on TV, and he's willing to say and do anything.
I don't like you either.
That's exactly why we're doing this show. You said if you're not white, you're not right.
That's correct.
Oh, it rhymes, so it must be true. All right. I'm not focused on the racist guy. But there's the woman who hates fat people, Fat Boy Get Down, who hates thin people, then the person who hates blacks, the black person who hates whites, and then the girl who hates homos.
When I see a gay couple, it's hard for me not to comment. Like, you're a homo, or you're a faggot. Someone should let them know that being gay is wrong. Homosexuality is a chemical imbalance. There's something wrong in the brain. Gay sex is just...
So if it's a chemical imbalance, right, if like, let's assume for a second. I hate to get off track here, but she's making contradictory statements where she's like, it's wrong, it's evil, but then she says it's a chemical imbalance, which would make it like a medical problem. So why are you making fun of these people for having a medical problem?
That is bestiality.
I don't know if you caught that there because it was kind of chopped off a little, but she said being gay is or having gay sex is as bad as bestiality, which I kind of agree with. That's what makes it so hot. All right, let's get back on track to Fat Boy Get Down. First up, let's meet Stacy, who hates fat people.
I don't see an overweight person as a person at all. I think they're just a big blob of fat. It is so disgusting. It just makes me want to vomit. If I had to live with a fat person, I'd go insane. They stink. How can fat people even...
Valid points.
...let themselves get that way? So disgusting. I would much rather kill myself than be fat.
And here's John now. Fat Boy Get Down.
I'm sick and tired of skinny people putting me down. As far as I'm concerned, they can all go to hell.
They're ignorant. They don't give about my story. They try to ruin your life, torture you. If people are with you, what are you supposed to do? Take it?
I weigh over 700 pounds, and I can't stand thin people.
Does he... So I don't know if he actually wants to get better in this. You know what I mean? He just hates thin people.
What do you think?
That's his issue.
I... basically spoke my mind. I have no regrets about anything I said.
You said words to describe when you look at him: lazy, disgusting, sweaty, a worthless tub of lard, lump of fat.
Pretty much everything you guys have said about Fat Boy Get Down.
So you got all of that going on right now, and you don't even know him.
True.
So you judge her?
No, I don't judge her, even though she judges.
Sounded to me like you did on that tape. You want me to play that back?
Until she has experienced what it's like to be this big, she shouldn't say anything at all.
How can you not comment on that? You know, like, you see someone who's 8,000 pounds waddling through, it's going to catch your eye. Now, the idea is they're stuck in this house of hatred. It's like a horror movie. And they have to room with the people who hate them. So the black racist has to sleep with the white racist. They actually have to have sex. No, they're in the same room, bedroom together. And John, Fat Boy Get Down, has to be in the same bedroom as – he's bunked up with the skinny bitch.
Listen, man, I'm going to try to get along with everybody. I don't care, man.
Stacy.
Being stuck in a room with John just grosses me out because I can smell him all throughout the house.
Oh, I bet you can. He's got probably macaroni and cheese and like stuck in between his titties from a week ago or something. That rotting food stench. So there you go. That's just a little taste of the House of Hatred from Dr. Phil. Maybe I'll play some more for you tomorrow. Right now, though, let's move on. I'd like to introduce you all to a crackhead. Oh, I'm sorry, a street performer. When you hear the term street performer, just assume that I'm saying homeless and mentally unstable, because that's what I mean. I say it with love, but they're kind of messed up.
Can we put you on camera?
Oh my God.
Can you do a dance for us?
Yeah.
Right here.
Right, dance for us right now. Right now. Awesome, Tony. What else you got packing?
Oh, Tony's God. Whipping out her tits.
Oh, my God.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Hell yeah. Hell
kind of sounds like a female Jerry Lewis, doesn't it?
No, Tony.
I'm sexy and I know it. Hey, lady.
Yabba dabba do. Which one's for you?
Are you getting this? Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me a dollar. Get a dollar.
Unfortunately, no.
Give me a dollar.
No, sorry.
Oh, give the crackhead a dollar. You made her dance around on camera for you.
Unfortunately, no.
Give me a dollar.
You don't have a dollar for Tony. Yabba dabba do.
No, sorry.
I'm going to buy a bottle of popcorn.
A bottle of popcorn. Sure. What she was trying to say was a bottle of Colt 45 or something.
No, sorry.
I'm going to buy a bottle of popcorn.
A bottle of popcorn.
Oh, God.
We almost caught her in a lie there.
The popcorn.
Oh, God.
Cheese and crackers and onions. Now give me $1.
Yeah, she does this thing where she goes, blah, 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 which is like a crackhead tick, I think.
Now give me $1.
I don't have my quarters.
Oh.
Sorry, Tony.
She was walking away. I can't even make that noise. And finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a question for you. And this may come off as racist, but when do I not come off as racist? But this comes from a place of general curiosity. Right, I'm not trying to be racist here. That's usually when I'm the most racist. My question is, what's wrong with blackface? Now, I understand, you know, if it's a caricature of a black person with, you know, big lips and, you know, we talk like this, both, you know, like that, that could be racist. But if you are trying to imitate or impersonate a black person, why is it so wrong to, like, put something on your face to make it darker? Because that's what black people look like. You know, when these comedians on SNL impersonate celebrities, even of their own race, they try, you know, they put on makeup, or prosthetics to you know, enhance their nose or ears, whatever characteristics are prominent in the person they're trying to impersonate, you know, they try to dress accordingly. I can't think of a more prominent feature of a black person than their black skin. And so, you know, if a black person was impersonating a white person, I'd fully expect them to lighten up their skin. As a matter of fact, I'd appreciate if they'd lighten up their skin even when they weren't impersonating a white person. It's more pleasant to the eye. And it would alleviate so many problems. So black people, bleach yourself for the good of the country. Ting! No, but seriously, I do have a clip here. Black people, you don't have to bleach yourself. I do have a clip here of a child who was given an assignment at school where he had to, give Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, right? The teacher assigned him important figures in history, and this kid got Martin Luther King. He's a white kid. And instead of just dressing up like Martin Luther King, he went all out. And by all out, of course, I mean blackface.
Have a dream today. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation.
Sean is portraying a historical figure assigned by his teacher.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr.
He said, Mom, I want to wear a suit because that's what he wore, and a black tie, and I have to wear a white shirt. And he said, also, I want to do my face in black.
I just want to be like it. Because
now listen, there's no, listen to this kid talk. There's no hatred in his voice. He really wanted to be like Martin Luther King. He really wanted to look like him and sound like him and give his speech. I see absolutely nothing wrong with this. This is not mocking black people at all. Hey, black people have black skin, newsflash. So why shouldn't, you know, if you're going to impersonate a black person, have black fucking skin?
Do my face in black.
Jesus fucking Christ, everyone's a little too sensitive.
I want to be like it.
Can I direct your attention to a little movie called White Chicks? All right? Case closed. It works both ways.
Because I thought it was a fun project to do.
I'm sorry. Academy Award losing White Chicks.
Black face paint landed him and his parents in the principal's office.
They thought it was inappropriate and it would be disrespectful to black people.
He's got the whole mustache, like the Martin Luther King Jr. mustache. I gotta somehow make this today's album artwork.
But I say that it's not. I like black people. Oh. I don't want to be mean to them. It's just the costume. I don't want to insult anybody.
The school district says...
You're dressing... This drives me crazy. Like, it's one of these weird politically correct things that really drive me nuts. And again, I understand white people dressing up like black people back in the 20s or whatever to, you know, mock and
staff
ridicule them. But this is different.
Member and some students were offended by the face paint.
When other students are offended by something, it's really the principal's role to make sure that the educational environment is safe for all the students.
But students were never mentioned in the complaint, according to Sean's parents. They were told it was a female staff member who was offended. Other parents, including a PTA member, said there was no problem with Sean's face paint.
It's not about them. This was about a second grade class and their project. It had nothing to do with the woman that was...
And he was like, this isn't a racist family. Like, the parents didn't tell the kid exactly how to act. Now, when you go up there, I want you to act ridiculous. Oh, my lord, I want to free the blacks! Right? They should be able to vote and stuff. What? Now, first of all, they were given the right to vote a while ago. They should be free! Do you love my racist black person?
Taking it the wrong way, and I think she needs to realize the bigger picture.
Free at last! Free at last! Free at last! Huh?
If my own son had been chosen to be Martin Luther King, I would have...
As I give this speech here, we're all going to have a good time. We're going to eat some chicken, eat some watermelon.
Blonde.
And talk about how crazy these white people are.
I would have gotten him a black wig, and I probably would have painted his face, too.
I don't think there's another way.
Despite an outcry of support, Sean was still asked to wash his face.
I had this crazy dream.
But his parents refused and pulled him out of school.
Involved a couple white bitches.
I think it's pretty sad.
I done did them both.
That all right, you've that's got a principal, you've got faculty members that are acting the way they are when they should be the ones setting the example for the children.
I learned something when I went into that office. Don't be afraid. Have a strong voice.
He's proud. He's proud of what he did, and I'm proud of what he did.
He's a proud black white kid.
Did too.
All right, there you go. I mean, what do you guys think? I'm especially interested in my black listeners, because if you're a listener of Distorted View, you think fucking clearly, right? Usually we're on the same page, right? You're not blinded by this political correctness bullshit. So is it offensive? But, you know, I'm not black, so I don't know. I know that was a huge bomb right there. A lot of you people didn't know that I wasn't black, but it's true. I am I'm Blasian. I'm just half black. I'm half Asian. All right. So what do you guys think? You know, this kid was given this speech. He was told to dress like Martin Luther King. Is this offensive to black people? Incognito, I'm looking at you. Call into the voicemail line. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? You're missing out on a ton of great content. Full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December 2004. It's a daily program. You do the fucking math. It's a metric fuckton of DV. Plus, every week, we do exclusive content just for Sideshow Freaks, like exclusive shows, extended programs. Tuesday and Thursday, we did one of those each. And then, of course, we got videos, DVDA, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for about an hour. Those archives are available exclusively on the Sideshow. So sign up right now, support the program. That's how I make my living. If you like the show, prove it. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Who doesn't absolutely love white trash lesbian makeout sessions? By a show of hands, anyone? A man faces trial for assault and resisting police after police say he turned violent when his fiancée kissed another woman. Just go with it, dude. Things can get very hot very quickly. It's a win-win for you. John Vincent, 40, of Ferndale, was ordered Thursday to stand trial in Oakland County Circuit Court following a preliminary examination before Ferndale 43rd District Judge Joseph Longo. What's the guy's name? Oh, John. I'm sorry. John Vincenti, 40, of Ferndale, was ordered Thursday to stand trial. Police were called to a house that Vincenti shares with his fiancée after a neighbor reported a loud fight on March 13th. Police said they arrived and found the suspect's fiancée, 35, and a Royal Oak couple who had earlier been celebrating the fiancée's birthday along with Vincenti. All three were outside the house, and the driveway and yard was littered with broken glass and some household items. You know, vases and stuff, ashtrays. Police said the other man, his girlfriend, and the fiancé were highly intoxicated. That's how you get girls to make out with one another. This guy had no idea what he was doing. The fiancé was bleeding from her lower lip, and the other man had severe lacerations on his forehead and face, said Ferndale Police Sergeant Patrick Jones. The other woman told us she and her boyfriend had been celebrating with the suspect and his fiancé when Vincenti became upset because she and the fiancé kissed at one point. Witnesses, first of all, girls are always kissing one another on the cheek, on the lips. If it's not open mouth, it's not lesbian stuff, you know what I mean? And if it was open mouth, again, the party was just getting started, in my opinion. In my opinionation, the sun is going to surely shine, right, Blossom?
Don't know about the future. That's anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Fire up your pad and pencil. I give you a piece of my mind.
Can't believe I know the lyrics to this stupid song.
In my...
Does it really come as a surprise to anyone that I would know the theme song to? Fucking Blossom.
Stop all your fussing. Slap on a smile. Come out and walk in the sun for a while.
Whoa, don't fight the feeling. You know, I do impressions too. All right, enough. Let's end this.
In my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
All right, Blossom with her goofy hats. What are we talking about here? Oh, lesbians kissing. Witnesses told police Vincenti began punching his fiancé, and the other woman stepped in and punched him. The other woman, 42, grabbed a frying pan and hit the suspect in the head with it before he took it away and used it to strike her 38-year-old boyfriend. It was a real fracas. The inside of the house was in disarray, and officers said they had to struggle with Vincenti before arresting him in a nearby neighbor's yard. The fiancé refused to cooperate with police, saying, "John's my fiancé! I don't want to throw him under the bus!" It was a real white trash party, like I said. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. I've got two words that should strike terror and fear into the hearts of every single listener of this program. Gonorrhea superbug. Dun, dun, dun. Scientists have found a drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea in Japan. How could that fucking... How could gonorrhea survive? No one's having sex over there. Scientists have found a drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea in Japan they say could transform a once easily treatable infection into a global public health threat. So whoever you're having sex with right now, stick with that person. Don't stray. Don't break up. I don't care how unhappy you are in your relationship. At least you're getting sex, and you don't have to worry about, gonorrhea superbugs, for Christ's sakes. The new strain of the sexually transmitted disease called H041. They need to come up with a better name. They shouldn't just use numbers and letters. It never works. It doesn't work for products. May I turn your attention to GLH9? That was a huge flop for Ronco, wasn't it? Hair in a can that's, you know, you spray on. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if that was a flop for Ronco or not, but I have this book all about As Seen on TV products. And he told the reporter or interviewer or whatever, Ron Popeil, he said that he came up with that name specifically because it had letters and numbers in it. It sounded like a real, like, chemical product, right? Something really advanced, formula GLH9. But what it really stands for is great-looking hair. So maybe these researchers should stick with letters and numbers, but make it stand for something. Like, you know, GFB 100 or something. Like, gonorrhea fucking burns times 100. It's a super bug. All right, let's not get hung up on the name here. H041 cannot be killed by any currently recommended treatments for gonorrhea, leaving doctors with no other option than to try medicine so far untested against the disease. It'd be really funny if the only thing that would work is, like, you know, some sort of estrogen pill. Guys growing bitch tits and lactating and getting all emotional. Right? It's the only way I can get rid of this gonorrhea. I'm sorry I'm getting emotional. Just no one ever asks me about my feelings anymore. I gotta get back on the construction site. Hate that place. You guys are such pigs. All right. H041 cannot be killed by any currently recommended treatment for gonorrhea, leaving doctors with no other option than to try medicine so far untested against the disease. Magnus Unimo of the Swedish Reference Laboratory for pathogenic... For the fuck's sake, Nisiriya. I don't know any of these words. Who discovered the strain with colleagues from Japan and samples from Kyoto described it as both alarming and predictable. Since antibiotics became the standard treatment for gonorrhea in the 40s, this bacterium has shown a remarkable capacity to develop resistance mechanisms to all drugs introduced to control it. Unimo will present findings at a conference of the International Society for STD Research. Sounds like a fun conference, doesn't it? Their goodie bags suck. Great, more female condoms. Author Mary McKenna says that the superbug strain of gonorrhea could be filed under the Department of Unintended Consequences. It's the cheap rapid STD tests that are ultimately to blame. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Guys, are you in need of a girlfriend who will help with your homework or give you advice? Maybe you already have a girlfriend and want to make her a little jealous by getting flirty texts from another woman. Well, now there's help. There's a new website called girlfriendhire.com. Apparently this comes from somewhere in Florida. Connect with Marmalade offers. What? Connect with Marmalade offers. And she'll give you the harsh... I don't know what the fuck that means. And she'll give you the harsh truth about your pickup lines, wardrobe, or even looks for only $5. Maybe that's her username. Sweetly Vague will text, email, voicemail you about what a great time she had for $5. You can show all your friends. Cody Krasecki, a 22-year-old Edison State College student, came up with an idea. A website where men could pay women $5 for girlfriend-like tasks. Like blowjobs. So far, men on the site have made 300 orders. Looking at the site, there's a bunch of whores offering their services. Yeah, if you go to girlfriendhire.com, you can see all the girls, right, that are offering what they will do for $5. There's not even one girl who will give a hand, DJ. I will give you the harsh truth for $5. You aren't sure if your friends are giving you truthful advice about that outfit you want to wear? This bitch will. I will be your fake girlfriend on Facebook for $5. I will act fun and flirty via text for $5. I will send you two flirty photos for $5. There's a couple girls who will actually chat with you on Skype for a while, which I'm sensing this could be a DVDA bit. You know what I mean? None of them will do sex talk, though, so I need to come up with something that's just as creepy, but technically not sexy chat. So maybe you'll catch that on DVD at some point. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. If you want to check out that website, by the way, girlfriendhire.com. That's your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here. All right, guys, what is happening with you today, freaks?
Hey, it's a loyal Sideshow member, TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I know I called in yesterday, and I don't want to turn into one of those callers who calls into the show like every day, but I found something online that I needed to share with you, and I think you're really going to like this. You know that clip that you play all the time of the porn star arguing with Jim, the director, about how she got a torn pussy, and you know, she did 9 guys in Brazil, and she, you know, he couldn't even be nice about it.
Yeah, because they're stolen purse. Someone stole my purse, and you couldn't even be nice about it, Jim.
About that? Well, I love that clip, and I just happened to be on the internet. I think I was on eFucked or something, And I found out where that clip came from. I found a video where that clip comes from.
Oh, wow.
It's from a series of videos called Porn's Most Outrageous Outtakes.
Yes, that is, I thought it was a CD, like an audio CD, because that's what it is titled.
And it was made in like 2006. There's like five of these things, at least five of these movies in this series. And the best part is, Jim, the asshole...
Isn't everyone?
The director who's in, you know, all these clips that you play, he hosts the damn show.
Yeah, well, he has his, you know, he has his own production, like porn production company.
Fascinating.
Isn't Jim Seymour Butts? You know that.
And it's,
I think that's his like porn name.
Brilliant. And I downloaded the first one, and it has the woman, you know, talking about doing nine guys in Brazil.
Yeah, I have to look up that DVD. Thank you.
Hey,
TJ.
Jim. You know, I can't believe I got to be the fucking bleeding heart here, but there's something actually, you're not missing the fact that the kid was retarded who shit herself some weeks ago.
Okay.
That's not the part you're missing. The part that you're missing is diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. Oh.
She said, the mom said that she was still covered in diarrhea. Now look, I laughed at the story, but come on. Diarrhea, Tim. You mean to tell me you've never, like, you can just magically hold your diarrhea?
I can.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's
Is that what you
right.
and your brilliant listeners who deducted that she must be retarded? That's what you come up with?
Yes.
Oh, I can hold my diarrhea. Yeah, sure. Not, you fucking idiot.
So it's very upset because apparently this girl had diarrhea and she couldn't hold herself. I think that was someone shitting, as a matter of fact. What was that? Yes, caller? Okay, thank you.
Tim, so I just remember Keeney.
Hi, Keeney.
I just wanted to call and say good job. I feel like most of the time when you get called, it's just people saying, hey, faggot, like this one guy, but you know what I mean. Also, yes. I realized at the on the DVDA that Pam Panascore was on, he really stays in character, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Pam Panascore will be back on DVDA. I thought he was going to call in every Friday, but, you know, he's a busy monkey. Yes, caller?
Hey, Tim. It's Matt from Canada.
There we go.
I'm really behind on the program right now. I'm at about the end of January 2012.
Loot.
Around January is when you were talking about the price increase for the Sideshow, and I looked on the Sideshow's website, and yeah, you did do the increase. Which
finally,
you actually followed through with.
I know. I've been talking about this for a long time, even before January. I think I've mentioned it, so I gave you guys plenty of notice.
But I was thinking about a nice, pretty little money making thing you could do with the Sideshow. Why don't you make it so you can download individual Sideshow programs for a dollar?
Yeah,
that way if somebody hears there's a really, really good Sideshow episode that they really want to listen to but don't want to have to pay, $6.99 a month now.
Yeah.
They can just download the single episode for $1. And hey, maybe if you get lucky, they'll like what they hear and they'll actually subscribe.
Yeah.
In which they just paid you $7.99.
I don't know how to do that. That seems like it would be a lot of work. A lot of programming to make each of these things available for purchase.
Goddamn phone, I tell you. Anyways, Tim, this
That's
is Ty here.
Idea.
You know, the guy that found Patrick Mitchell with Dr. Necrophilia. Anyways, just want to inform you that I just got done shaving, and I cut my left nut, and there's blood everywhere, and that was not really good.
Cool.
I put peroxide on it, and
burns.
That was pretty bad.
Pics and vid, please.
But yes, I will be back in June, and I got a huge surprise for you.
Yeah, by the way, Ty, I think it was Ty, or maybe it was Dr. Necrophilia, emailed me and said Patrick Mitchell is on Facebook somehow, even though he's been committed or in a nursing home or something. He's found his way onto Facebook, so I've got to investigate that.
Hey, he is.
Yes.
Political analysis here. You see that Obama now supports gay marriage for all the fags fucking, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Now he's going to get that fag money, he's going to be more richer from all the fags. well, he's not that religious. And you got Ron, on the other hand, who is religious, but turns out he beat the shit out of a couple fags. What do you think, Timmy Boo?
I don't know. I know you said the word fag a lot in that voicemail. That's the only thing that I'm for sure about. But there you go. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's our guy. Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, tomorrow's program is going to be an extended one, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you're not a member, sign up right now, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye!
If you want an A, equals fuck. You got that?